Hi there. The word for you today is on the rewards of confrontation. In Proverbs 3 verse 11, Solomon says, "Do not reject the Lord's discipline, and don't get angry when he corrects you. The Lord corrects those he loves, just as parents correct the child they delight in." Because God loves you, when he sees things in your life that could potentially damage you or other people, he deals with them. Paul, Romans 11:22 says, "Therefore consider the goodness and severity of God. God will deal with you gently, but if you won't listen, he may have to deal with you severely." That's because he loves you and is too much invested in you to let you fail. And not only does God confront us, he expects us to confront one another when we're in the wrong. Paul stood up to Peter, his fellow leader, and he did it in front of the whole Jewish and Gentile group of believers because the issue was that important. It threatened to divide them and hurt their mission. Look, healthy confrontation results in six things. Here they are. First, clarification. You get a better understanding of the person and what happened. Number two, change. Hopefully improvement will come from the confrontation. And by the way, the improvement may be in you. Number three, an improved relationship. Handled correctly, confrontation can deepen and strengthen your relationship with the other person. Number four, purity. As word gets out, the organization will be purified and sobered. Number five, respect. People will appreciate and respect your leadership even more. And number six, they'll feel safe knowing that you're strong enough to take a stand when it counts. People want a leader who says, "When there's a problem, I'll deal with it directly, promptly, and respectfully. I'll help correct the situation and get us back on track." And God is calling you to be that kind of person.